Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handler, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today, I'm super excited. You're going to find out why in a second. Because, well, actually, I couldn't be more excited than to be interviewing the person I'm interviewing. Because she's the person responsible for the magazine, Sentient, a magazine that I was recently on the cover of, and also the centerfold of. So, I mean, what's not to be excited about? This woman put my face on the map. So let me introduce her. Her name is Rebecca Church, and she's the publisher and editor-in-chief of Sentient Magazine, a conversation about women's sexuality. And her mission is that every woman on the planet create an unshakable relationship with herself through engaging and empowering her sexuality. Yay! I am so excited to have you here, Rebecca.
Hi, Lori.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for doing what you're doing. Thanks for being on my show. Thanks for having me in your magazine. Yay, yay, yay.
Oh, my God. You're welcome, and thank you for being a part of Sentient.
Yeah, well, let me spell it for people right away. We'll spell it some more times during this talk, but let me spell it. Sentient, S-E-N. S-H-E-A-N-T, Sentient Magazine, and how you get a copy of it is you go to sentientmagazine.com, and you can order it, and I'm still on the cover, so if you want to order it now, you will still get me, and you'll see all my naked centerfold shots. Ah. Anyway, Rebecca, I'm just so impressed by you and what you're doing with this magazine. So tell us a little bit about it. I mean, it's in its third edition, right?
That's right, our third issue.
And how did you get the vision for it? How did you come up with the idea? Like, what moved you to do this?
You know, I realized one day, I started an online boutique. I wanted to start, it's a sensual boutique, and I really wanted to create a space that felt soul-based and safe for women to kind of shop and explore this side of their nature. And through doing that, I started meeting so many other women who were doing work in this area in one way or another. And I kind of just realized that, you know, everybody was off in their own little corners doing their work in their communities. And this is such a powerful mission, and there's so much passion behind it. I really wanted to create a platform that brought all of these different people together who were doing work in this field so that women everywhere could easily access the knowledge and the wisdom that these women doing work in this field have to share. I wanted to create ease for everybody, basically.
Wow. I mean, that's like, it's amazing. It's really amazing. It's kind of like, I mean, I have to say, it's kind of like what I do on this radio show.
Right.
You know, and some of it started out that there were people that I had diverse, I mean, differences with. I don't even know if diverse would be the right word. It would be, there were people in my field of sacred sexuality that I absolutely did not agree with.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was I invited them to be guests on my show, and I fell in love with them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we call it...
Wait a second.
I'm sorry about that. Living in New York City, it's never quiet.
Right. Okay. So let me just read this mission that you have. It's like our mission. I have the magazine open, so I'm reading the mission right from the magazine. Our mission is to support sexual fulfillment, empowerment, and wellness in the lives of women around the world. We foster an ongoing conversation that explores issues that helps create a cultural, local, national, global that is respectful of women as sexual beings, one where women feel they are safe expressing their sexuality, sensuality, and how they see fit. Wow.
So it's a big chunk that you've bitten off, you know, to do, but I'm thrilled that you're doing it. Almost all my friends appear on your pages.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's been so amazing. So amazing having you and Pamela Madsen and, you know, the list goes on and on. Isis Phoenix. So many great, powerful leaders in this field. It's just been incredible.
Yeah, and Deborah Annapol was in the last issue as well, and
that's
she's
right.
No longer with us, and I, you know, I'm still mourning her loss, but I feel happy that my participation in the magazine wasn't the same issue as her participation in the magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And other friends of mine, Charmaine Amato and Luba Evans, and I mean, it just goes on, and Elle Chase is in it. I mean,
yeah.
these are remarkable women, and they're setting the stage for women to break free, and you're making the platform available.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of probably more my personal mission through this work is I really want every woman to get that what she's looking for, she already has. You know, I really want her to get that. And so we've got all of these incredible leaders in this field. And then we share stories. We invite other women, women who, you know, just like me, who are just kind of living my life and having experiences, to share their stories as well, because we're all creating this together. Each one of us is a leader, and every woman's story is going to support and inspire some other woman on this planet. And that's what that's the space that we really want to hold, is that we're all leaders and we're all teachers.
Yes, and we all have a story to tell, and we all have life experience
that's right.
Priceless. And the more we share, you know, it used to be that we did it in women's circles, and now we have all this media, we have magazines, and we have the internet, and we have all the social media, and so women can really share their stories and empower other women through sharing.
That's right. That's right. And so what we're getting in touch with is a power, our personal power as women, that has not had expression on this planet for a very, very long time. And that's what we're speaking to.
Yeah, that's great. That is so great. So let me see if I got this straight. You started an online boutique.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it was a sensual boutique. So did you have like toys and lingerie, or what kinds of things did you have on there?
Yeah, we had toys and jewelry and you know, natural, body products, bath and body products, and lubricants.
Mm. You still have it?
You know, yeah, I do. It's called Sense and Spirit, and you can find it at senseandspirit.com. And, you know, it's just a different kind of space for women to shop around in.
And so then you got this amazing vision.
Yeah. There was, like, I love Sense and Spirit, I love the store, and I love the vision behind that, but there was, like, I just had this feeling that there was something more in terms of my purpose and what I needed to be doing, and shortly thereafter, I got the vision for Sentient, and it kind of clicked. Everything fell into place.
It's amazing. I'm really, I said it earlier in the show, and I'm going to say it again, I'm really so impressed with the quality of the magazine. People, you know, it's funny. One of my friends from not high school, but just around when I was in college, he was at the time dating and then married a friend of mine. And, you know, we're friends on Facebook. We don't have a whole lot in common anymore. We've not seen each other in years. But he saw that I was on the magazine, and he, you know, and I said I was a centerfold, and so he made some comments. And I said, listen, if you want to see how I look and what I'm up to now, you should buy the magazine. The guy's a psychologist, so it's not like, you know, he's not just some guy in a diner. But anyway, he actually ordered the magazine and wrote me this huge thing on Facebook, this huge post saying, Laurie, you look fabulous, and the magazine is so incredible.
Wow, that's so amazing.
Yeah, and I said, of course it is. You think I would be in some trashy?
Right. Oh, wow. Well, thank you for encouraging him to buy it.
Yeah, I've told everybody that. I've said to everybody, if you want to see, and people said, forward me the pics. You know, and I said, get out of here. If you want to see me as central at this point in my life, you have to be classy enough to buy the classiest magazine. You know, you have to, I want to support them, you know, for supporting me, and they're supporting all women, and I'm not going to just show you the pictures. You have to buy it.
I love it. Thank you.
I stood on the stage also in my community. I have a few different communities that I'm part of here in Arizona, and I stood holding the magazine and saying, you know, this is it. You can see the cover. That's all. You cannot thumb through my copy. You have to.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, and that, you know what? Doesn't that really speak to sexuality right there? This is the cover. I'm not letting you thumb through it. You got to buy it, honey.
That's right.
It's so perfect.
Yeah.
You got to earn this.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's it. I earned it. I earned it right in my 60s.
Yes.
At age 67 to appear in a magazine butt naked. And that's because I've kept myself in really good shape, and I've earned it in the world in terms of a sacred sexuality feature. I call myself now a sex and happiness coach.
Love it.
And I've earned it. And so it's like, if people can't spring for the magazine, get out of here. I don't even want to talk to them.
That's right. That's right. And yeah. Let me say, what a resplendent centerfold you are.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. We're going to take a little break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what I'm planning to do with the magazine like in 2 weeks. And then we're going to talk about like your background a little bit, like how you actually decided to do all this stuff that has to do with sensuality and sexuality. So we'll be right back with the Lori Handlers for Sex and Happiness. And I want you to stay tuned and come back to my interview with Rebecca Church.
My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Lori Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Lori Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Do you long for deep intimacy and connection? Or are you possibly feeling stuck and unsure about how to break free? Maybe there's a lack of power and deep connection in your life. Whatever might be happening with you, I want to tell you how excited I am about the ISTA Level 1 SSSEX training. That's Shamanic Spiritual Sexual Training.
That will be happening November 8th to the 15th in Phoenix, Arizona.
This is a 7-day experiential residential retreat.
Thousands of people in 5 continents have benefited from this training over the past 9 years, and I'm thinking you could be the next one to receive the benefits. During this powerful immersion into shamanic realms, you'll awaken your ability to live and love authentically. In this retreat, you'll explore masculine and feminine energies through shamanic ritual, guided visualization, dance, and breathwork inside of an amazing community. Your reactive patterns will be uncovered and transformed into conscious ways of being, and your heart will finally be free to remain open. Your consciousness will remain present to all there is. You'll awaken into a deep knowing of the self as whole and complete, and you'll be empowered to live life with joy, peace, and pleasure. Why not join me and 2 other highly skilled International School of Temple Arts faculty members,
Crystal Dawn Morris and Frank Mondovey?
We'd love to have you join us, so
please make your reservation now simply by going to
Facebook and typing in ISTA, I-S-T-A, U-S-A, hyphen Mass from Massachusetts, Level 1 training.
And you'll read more and see more about this amazing spiritual, sexual, shamanic retreat.
We're back with Sex and Happiness. This is Lori Handler. I'm interviewing Rebecca Church today, and she is the publisher and editor-in-chief of Sentient Magazine. And this magazine really opens up a whole conversation about women throughout the world and their sexuality. It's a real platform, and it's just in its third edition, but it's going to be a power magazine, a force to be reckoned with. If you haven't heard about Sentient Magazine, you want to go to sentientmagazine.com. That's sentientmagazine.com. And you want to get yourself a copy. You can get an online version or you can get a hard copy. You can get it pretty much throughout the world. And you want to see it. It's beautiful. Every page is beautiful, and every conversation will hit home to you in some way, whether you're a woman or a man who loves women. And that's what I've said on every post on Facebook. If you're a man who loves women, you want to get a hold of this magazine, because there are conversations that you might have thought of, but you probably didn't have. And this magazine will help you have the conversation. So, Rebecca, one quick thing, and that is, where was I going? So this coming month, this will probably have happened by the time the show airs, I'm going to my 50th high school reunion. And they all, of course, think I'm really out there, except for a really small handful of people. And I'm bringing the magazine with me. Someone wrote me and said, oh, my God, what are you going to wear to the reunion? Like, are you going to wear anything? So I'm bringing it with me. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to stand up with a magazine and say, this is where you can find me, in the centerfold. This is the cover. If you want the magazine, if you want to see it, you have to buy it. So I'm just letting you know, like, I have plans.
I love it. Thank you. Oh, I love it.
You're welcome. So how did you, I don't know what your childhood was like or whatever. I don't know what your relationship to your parents is like, but you know, I know how crazy it was for me to get into the field of sexuality. How did you decide this was you know, this was your focus. You were going in this direction.
So this direction really just, like, I just turned in this direction within the past few years. Up until a few years ago, probably about 2012, you know, I was in the military for 10 years.
Oh.
I was in the Air Force as a meteorologist. I got a degree in accounting while I was in. I separated from the military, and I moved to New York, and I became an accountant. So you can see that the field of sexuality was not on my radar, right?
You're cracking me up, actually. Well,
right. However, I've always had a relationship with my sexuality. It's always been my favorite playground, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And I spent, you know, the first 30 years of my life really developing myself in that area. Now, I wasn't consciously, you know, going around going, I'm developing my sexuality. It was just the mystery that I was exploring. It was my favorite thing to explore. And by the time I got into my 30s, I had really discovered something. I discovered the power of it and the healing available through it. I discovered the profound intimacy that's possible between two human beings, you know, mm-hmm. when they're being conscious with one another. And I developed like this real reverence for my sexuality. And in through that, I kind of figured out who I was and moved to New York City in 2011, separated from the military, moved here, started a career in accounting. And backtrack a little, I really didn't have too many barriers to discovering my sexuality or engaging myself on that level. My family's very open-minded. They left me alone to do what I wanted to do. There were traumas Great. Here and there, but I didn't really have to work too hard at it. It was free and easy for me.
Can I just interject here that I take that as a real validation, the work that I've been pioneering and some of my colleagues have been pioneering in the world, that you could say that brings tears to my eyes because I know that the world has changed.
Yeah.
That is
true. It's absolutely true.
So awesome what you said. I mean, that is like, that's worth priceless. It's worth everything.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you know, people want to poo-poo pornography and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not here to say it's good or bad, but there's a generation of people now that are comfortable with sex because of pornography. Not that I'm saying that what you're doing is pornography. I'm not making that connection at all. I'm just, you know, making the point that people who are out here doing work in the world in different ways, it's having an impact. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally. I mean, totally.
You know?
I know. I just interviewed somebody else, who Robert Silver, who is on my previous show, and he talked about a whole cadre of women growing up feeling so comfortable in their bodies that they actually really enjoy watching porn, whereas women in my generation would probably poo-poo that or do it so hidden, so clandestine, because it was not, first of all, it wasn't a women's thing. And second
right.
of all, that wasn't anything that nice or good girls did, and it wasn't anything that we were comfortable with. You had to go to these disgusting stores and whatever. I mean, the internet has changed everything, and it's changed the world. And also, the work of the sexual pioneers has changed everything. So everything's a different playing field.
That's right. So whether I want to know this or not, I do know that my parents were exposed to pornography, and they watched it. And so by the time they had me, they didn't really have the same hang-ups that other people had. You know, sex is just something that's natural to be respected and to be enjoyed responsibly. So
what a blessing.
Yeah. And so I really got to develop myself in that way. Now, fast forward to 2011, I leave the military and I move to New York City. And now separating from the military is a major life change.
Mm-hmm.
Major, right? And I got here and I kind of went into crisis mode. My life had been, it was just completely turned upside down. You know, I didn't know who I was anymore. I didn't know if I liked this new place that I moved to or this new life that I was creating or this new industry that I was working in. And I really kind of shut down. I'd say that my vitality just kind of shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the world went gray. And I had no, and I mean no, access to my sexuality, to my sexual energy, to my arousal, none. And this went on for a little while, and it got to the point that I really just had to get honest with myself and ask, can you go forward like this? How can you live the rest of your life this way? And the answer was no. And so, you know, I had to get busy doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing I did was open an online boutique. Obviously, you know, what else am I going to do?
I don't know. Right? Some people would have gone to a class. Other people would have gone, read a book, you know, or whatever. So you opened it up. You opened a business that would force you to confront.
That's right. That forced me to confront. And it also, I had really gotten clear on the role that sexuality plays in our health and well-being. Going from, you know, being this grounded, sensually focused human being, I felt magical. My life was magical, to living in a world of black and white and gray.
Mm-hmm.
I really got clear on the difference that it makes. And so that's when I plugged into my purpose. My purpose is to advocate for other women in this way and create a space for other women to develop this for themselves too.
That's great. A lot of people, I mean, just so you know, I mean, people who come to my classes and people who call me, especially women, say things like, well, I've been shut down for 10 years and I don't feel to open. And I'm like, what? A woman called me once and she said, if I come to sex magic class, do I have to have an orgasm? And I said, yeah, of course, because we're learning how to fuel our intentions through the orgasmic mechanism. And she said, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm not coming. She said, I don't want to do that. That's just too, it's better not to want that anymore. And I said to her, how old are you? And she said, 59, I think. And I said, I rarely feel sympathy, but I do feel sympathy in your case. I feel terrible that you've decided to shut off this part of your life. And that was it. And she said, thank you very much. And she hung up.
Yeah. So, you know, let's be clear. For me, that's the death of spirit.
Correct.
That's the death of your spirit. And so that's what we're playing for.
Yes.
I cannot stand by in a world that allows women to be dead on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Not only allows women to be dead on the inside, but it's basically structured to kill off our spirits in this way.
Yeah, great. Really a powerful statement. You're a powerhouse. Disguised as an accountant.
Hey, it takes one to know one.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, what statement you just made about rejuvenating, re-enlivening women's spirit through sensuality, sexuality. And we'll talk about what's next on your horizon. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handler, and I'm interviewing Rebecca Church, who I'm going to say is a pioneer in a new way. She's in the sexual revolution in a whole different way. And that's what we're talking about. She's set up a platform that is incredible for women to learn about their sexuality and consequently their spirit. We'll be right back.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Han today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Han CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Erotic Coast Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert, and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table. And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner. If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate, and you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends. And I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers. So your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com.
Wow, sex magic. Lori Handler's sex magic.
The workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to let go.
That's pretty cool. That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex miracle.
That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with. And there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time. So that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
The next sex magic course is November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical.
This is Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handler, and I'm interviewing Rebecca Church. And Rebecca just made a statement in our last segment about how
the culture, society, many cultures actually have set the condition for women's spirit to be killed off through denying their bodies, denying the power of their sensuality and their sexuality. It's something that the feminists of the 60s and 70s brought to light, and Rebecca has picked up the banner in a whole new way by forming this amazing magazine. And before that, a boutique, an online boutique with sensual toys and products, etc. And now this worldwide magazine, Sentient Magazine. And Rebecca, that statement was so powerful, you know, so powerful about how women's sexuality contributed, the killing off of women's sexuality contributed to the killing off of their spirit. So, I'm just going to say that when I read the magazine at first, not the one that I was in, the issue two, and I saw that you had these doctors, for example, who were doing cosmetic surgically replacement of women who had suffered women's clitorectomies in African nations, and also in the United States, I found out in the article. I was so moved, I was riveted in my plane seat because I was reading the magazine on a plane. So, what else? You know, what else is in the mission? What else do you have up your sleeves? What else are you bringing to people?
Well, actually, it's great that you brought up that particular article, which was all about the mission of ClitorAid, who's doing work to restore sexual function to these women who are victims of female genital mutilation.
Mm-hmm.
And something very interesting that I discovered as we were putting that piece together is that FGM, as it's called, female genital mutilation, is not being propagated by men.
Correct.
It's actually being propagated by women, by the women of these tribes and villages.
Mm-hmm.
From generation to generation. And I think that that speaks so directly to a sad and unfortunate truth. Mm-hmm. I hate to use the word truth, but for lack of a better term at the moment, about the way that women are or have been. We've been very separate from one another. We've been in competition with one another. In so many ways, we are responsible for subjugating one another. And so part of our mission, another part of our mission, is to have women coming together to get up underneath one another and support one another and support each other's rights to our individual expression. I don't have to like the same things that you like. And you don't have to like the same things that I like. But I will fight for your right to express yourself in a way that works for you. And I think once we come together, by and large, in that way, we're going to be unstoppable. We are unstoppable. We're all already powerhouses, every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to, like, lock arms on this. And so that's really another huge aspect of our mission, is bringing women together to support one another.
Really, really awesome. And since that magazine, since that second edition of Sentient came out, Nigeria has outlawed NGM.
That's right. That's right. Oh, my God. What a victory.
Yeah.
What a victory.
So it's really exciting. Just on that note, do you know about Sister Fa?
About who?
Sister Fa.
No.
She's an African woman who goes through risking her life. She goes to all these villages and gets everyone in the room and says, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Why do you keep doing it? I sent money to her as soon as I heard about her, which was a couple of years ago. You can Google her on the internet and find out a little bit more about her. She might be somebody that you want to feature in the magazine. Just saying, she's amazing. She's like a musician, and she sings about it. Yeah, then she opens up and she says, okay, let's get real. Why are you doing this?
Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to point fingers at the women who are doing this. It, to me, they've been in a fog and under a spell for centuries. And now is the time to break that spell and have them lift their eyes and their faces to a different way of being.
And listen, I mean, there's as flabbergasted as I was to learn what that practice was whenever I learned about that. I mean, there's also fogs and spells that we have in the more developed world. The things that we do to ourselves and the standards of beauty and everything that we do to ourselves. So I love your magazine because it has room for, and I love what you're standing for, because there's room for, you know, big-bodied women and older women and women of color and women throughout. There's room for us all. And what you said before, yes, we all have to lock arms and take charge of our lives and contribute to one another. So you're definitely playing your part.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. So we have just a few minutes left, and I want to know if there's anything you want to tell us about, something that you've learned or something that you've got coming up, any kind of thing that you feel would be either a tip or like a contribution to everybody listening. By the way, my listeners are 60% women and 40% men, and they're all over the world, primarily though in the U.S. and Canada, I would say. So something that you want to leave people with, Rebecca?
I think what I'd love to leave people with is to, you know, maybe just a thought that sex is more than just sex. It's more than a pursuit of pleasure. It is, you know, if you really get right down to it, it's the source. It's a source of something. It's like your inner fire. And to the extent that we're engaging it and discovering it and developing it and leaving space for it in our lives, we really get to be the source, the center of our own wellness. We get to generate our own fire, our own magic, our own power. And it's pretty inexhaustible. And there's something there, you know, there's something to be discovered there.
I say it's the magic. Really,
it's the magic. It's absolutely the magic. We get to be the source of magic in our own lives and for others. And what a world that is, you know?
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. And I think that my listeners do too, because lots of them have been listening to my show for a really, really long time. And I think they get it, that the more they open and the more they listen and the more they're present as women and then as men who are with women, you know, who share the planet with women, get present, there's so much magic that gets created.
That's right. And that's life. I feel like in a way what we're playing for is life versus non-life. I'm not going to say death because we're all up and walking around, but it's a life where you're living alive or a life where you're living a non-life, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. I'm going to be more radical and say it is about life and death. Every moment that you're not living your true nature and your true self, you are dying. And you could turn that around. You, anyone, can turn that around at any time. Even if you hear that you have a life-challenging illness, if you change your attitude and the way you feel about your body, that even can shift.
That's right. Transformation's available at any moment.
Exactly. And I've seen miracles. So
at any moment.
So let's tell people again how they can get the magazine. It's Sentient Magazine. I'll spell it again, SENSHEANT magazine.com. You know, I didn't ask you this, but how did you come up with that name?
Oh, it's a play on the word sentient. So if you look up that word in the dictionary, the phonetic spelling of it is SENSHE, the little upside down E. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a play on the phonetic spelling of the word sentient.
Got it.
Which,
I thought that, but I didn't know. You know,
yeah.
I asked you, yeah. So you made it up from that, the play of looking
at
the dictionary.
Which alludes to an embodied sensual intelligence.
Well, Rebecca, thanks so much for being my guest on Sex and Happiness. I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, and I hope everyone else is enjoying it as well. And I wish only the best to you and tremendous success to the magazine in general. And I, by the way, I'd love to contribute to the magazine in terms of writing. So that's how we got started. I saw a postcard at an expo, and I sent an email saying I'd like to contribute to this magazine, and that led to everything else that happened. So I still want to be a contributor with more than my body, you know, like with also like my skills. So
we'd love to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're signing off now for Sex and Happiness. This is Laurie Handler. I hope you've enjoyed my interview with Rebecca Church. Please tune in next time. I'll have another amazing guest that will be able to contribute to your sex and your happiness. This is Laurie Handler signing off.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh, no.